Hello everyone and welcome to the Child of Library podcast, where we discover the words on our shelves and in our hearts. How has everyone been doing? I hope you had a wonderful holiday season and an awesome start into the new year. I have set my reading goal to 62 books, just so that I definitely read more than in 2022. The last year was quite mixed for me. On the one hand, I read my absolute favorite book of the current time, which is Bubble by R.F. Kuang, and I also started this very lovely manga series called Fruits Basket by Natsuki Takaya. But on the other hand, I read an onslaught of books that were just okay, meaning that they were fine and mostly also entertaining, but they did not wow me in whatever way. So this year, I'm trying to change that. And in order to achieve this, I have scoured my bookshelf for books that sound really up my alley and that would be lovely if I would get to them in the new year. But before we dive into that little list, let me first introduce you to the partner of this episode, which is Madaya Jewelry. They aim to offer affordable, dainty, and ready-to-go jewelry. They were so kind and let me choose a couple of pieces, and I can tell you, they definitely hold up to what was promised. They look so gorgeous, one on their own, but also can be layered easily and with style. They vary from tiny to chunky, depending on what you prefer, and they are also always up to speed with the new trends because they release new product lines every week. And what I especially love is that this brand really developed from being a small Etsy shop to now really also having its own website, so I definitely love that legacy there. And the lovely thing is that they also gave me a 25% discount code. It is MARA25 and you can redeem it on their official website. I will put the link in my show notes for your easy access. So thank you so much for Madaya Jewelry for partnering with me for this episode. And without further ado, I would propose that we head into the books and take a closer look at the jewelry. What I did was that after I received the gorgeous pieces, I went to my bookshelf and searched for books that I in some shape or form associate with the jewelry, but books that I have not read yet, which is very important so that I can achieve my 2023 reading goal. I will snap a few pictures of the jewelry with the matching books as well and will link them in the show notes in case you want to take a look to also get a better feeling of the style of the pieces that I chose. And one design that grabbed my attention right away was the drippy necklace and the dripping earring pieces. As the name suggests, they follow the form of dripping liquid gold that has now solidified to form the jewelry you are wearing. Right when I saw it, I knew that this would be one that I would pick because it looks so dainty but so interesting to look at the same time. And the book that I matched with it is the manga Arte by Kei Okubo. This is a very, very recent addition to my bookshelves. I had it on my reading list for a few months now, but then between Christmas and New Year's, my husband and I went shopping, and when I saw the manga in person in store, then I just knew that I would love to read it next year. And the reason why I associate the book with the drippy designs from Madaya is because painting plays a big role in this manga series. We follow a young woman named Arte in Florence in the 16th century. She was born into a wealthy family, and while her father had always encouraged her painting, after he dies, her mother wants to prepare her for her role as a wife and mother. So in this series, we follow a young woman in her conquest for independence in a year where women were definitely by far not as free to choose as they are now in most regions of the world. Arte decides to start an apprenticeship instead of becoming the perfect daughter her mother always wanted. And what I think I will really enjoy is the fact that this main character does not have any special powers that help her through the day, but rather shows her as a human being who is trying her best with the means that she got. So very inspiring for us all in our daily lives. And when you look at the cover and the brushes she is holding, I could clearly see the paint dripping from them in my mind, just as with the beautiful Madaya jewelry pieces. Next up, I got the old English initial tag necklace with the letter M on it, which is very convenient because both my husband's name and my name start with M. It consists of a golden rectangular plate attached to a matching necklace and shows the letter in an old style writing. You will know what I mean when you see the picture. It's almost like when you open a very old book and the first letter of the page is printed and decorated. That style is what I mean. It is one of those timeless pieces that would also make a lovely gift and that would never go out of style. The first thing that I associated with it was a certain academia vibe, probably because of the ancient book printing style of the letter. So the pick from my bookshelf was a no-brainer for me. Of course, I would choose The Secret History by Donna Tartt. I am a little bit embarrassed, to be honest, that I have not read this yet. I have read 2 books already that were an answer or an homage to The Secret History, which were If We Were Villains by ML Rio and the formerly mentioned Babel by R.F. Kuang, which I both absolutely adored, and they became my favorite books in the respective years 2021 and 2022 when I read them. So I just have a feeling that the original that they all relate to will just be a perfect read for me in 2023. It is one of those classic dark academia books that everyone who likes this genre has already read. We follow a main character who is a student in ancient Greek who applies to this very prestigious university and surrounds himself with a circle of friends who apparently all have a secret, and the story evolved from there into a web of dark intrigue and academia vibes at its core. And the good thing is that I already found a way to make sure that I do read it, because I have made plans for a buddy read already. So I have no excuses and probably in the end, zero regrets, and a matching necklace to be a firm reminder as well. The next jewelry piece is related to my star sign. I am a proud Capricorn, and not only do I highly identify with the traits that are usually associated, but I also really like the way the star constellation looks. So as a little statement piece, I chose the matching Medea constellation piercing. Yet again, a lovely gift idea for someone, or as a little gift to yourself if you want to complete your look with a little something extra in gold and with a little diamond touch. And when I think of stars and constellations, just from the name alone, the book I chose is The Starless Sea by Erin Morgenstern. I adored The Night Circus by her when I first read it, and after she had not published anything else for so long, I was super excited to hear that she would come out with a new book, and one with a quite fascinating plot at that, because our main character one day finds a book that is filled with fairy tales and whimsical stories, but among them are also stories about him and his life. The book unfortunately does not have an author on it, but it references a magical library that is hidden behind a door that sits, or floats, maybe, on the starless sea. So he makes up his mind and sets out to discover the secrets that this book promises him. This is not going to be a book with a linear storyline, which I have not read too much of in the past, so I'm very intrigued by the writing style element, and yeah, let's see whether it's my cup of tea. And last but not least, I also received the beautiful Aelia earrings in the tortoise shell style from Medea. I wore them on New Year's for our little celebration, and they are the perfect mix of classic and statement at the same time. I paired them with a green button-up blouse, and the color combination was fitting perfectly, and it made me feel ready to tackle 2023. The design is a mix of the tortoiseshell and gold details, but it is also attached to this very cool hoop-like contraption, which is the part that actually goes through your ear, and this made it look even more interesting, so a real statement piece, especially when you wear a top that does not have a necklace incorporated in the style. The book I matched with the earrings was The Chosen and the Beautiful, simply because of the color scheme of the book. You will see what I mean when you see the picture that I'm going to link. The Chosen and the Beautiful is inspired by The Great Gatsby and tells a story of a queer, adopted and Asian woman in the 1920s and how she's trying to navigate society. And the earrings really reminded me of that, at least on the outside, dazzling time. So these are all the pieces that I kindly got from Adaya in partnership for this episode. Thank you so much, and don't forget to use my discount code MARA25 for 25 off their collections. All information on that is linked in the show notes. I hope that you, along with some lovely jewelry inspiration, also found some new books to check out for yourself along the way. And if you get either a book or a jewelry piece, please let me know which ones you got, because I'm very curious what your favorite styles are. Just write me an email to childofthelibrary@gmail.com or a direct message over on Instagram @childofthelibrary. And until next time, I hope that we discover the words on our shelves and in our hearts. Bye!